Is Hudson asking for a sibling?
He is. Actually. He, as being an only child, I was kind of worried. I mean, he is 8, so I was like, he might not want to share me that much. But apparently, by what he talks about with my fiance, he says, I think I'm ready to have a brother. So, and my fiance is Mormon too, so who knows? I may end up having more kids than I originally planned.
That's amazing. I love it so much. Do you guys have a timeline for that, or are you just like, I need to focus on the wedding right now?
Our timeline on that is, so he's 5 years older than me. So, you know, I think he would probably want to jump the gun. And, you know, I'm kind of like, man, I just got my body into shape, but I'm, whenever it happens and we get situated and all that, then I'm ready whenever.
How's your son going to be involved in the wedding? Have you guys thought about that?
I think about it, but then like when I think about it, I just like get so emotional, like, cause I just feel like that's when I'm gonna just lose it. I don't know, seeing him, you know, and I hope he's standing right up there beside my groom, and that's the thing. And yeah, I mean, I'm just ecstatic.
That's so nice. What kind of relationship does your fiance have with your son?
The best relationship. I think my son looks up to him in so many ways. It's like, because he's such a good influence, and not only on him, but even me as a person. I like, he makes me want to be like the best version of myself. And I have like waited my whole life to find someone that treats me the way he does. So I'm very, very honored to be his bride, and I'm so excited to marry him.
The last time we spoke, you said that, you know, kind of the long distance really does help with the relationship as well. But now that you guys are engaged and going to be married, is he going to make the move, or are you going to make the move to where he is?
So we're going to just kind of, at least for the year, we're going to still continue to go back and forth. You know, he has his house in California and then I'm here. So we're going to probably be like bi-coastal. We're going to have both and then, go back and forth, but pretty much like we would rarely spend any time apart, those days. And then when Hudson is with his father and I can travel a good bit as well, since I make my own schedule. So we're going to do that until we can, like, because I said we can't live together until we're married. Okay. So, once we're married, then we will live, we'll move in together.
Okay. Do you want to uproot from South Carolina, or do you think that you want to stay?
I would love to uproot from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's just gonna have to, time will tell.